This is probably one you're gonna regret.
Excuse me?
My husband's an honorable man. We're not who you think we are.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time once again for another edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark has his thoughts of the film A Most Violent Year.
J.C. Shandor has directed one of 2014's best films in A Most Violent Year, and I'm far from surprised. His track record includes a screenplay Oscar nomination for his marvelous Margin Call in 2011, plus he coaxed a career best performance out of the legendary Robert Redford in last year's All Is Lost. J.C. goes 3 for 3 with his homage to gritty 1970s crime dramas, starring Oscar Isaac as honest businessman Abel Morales and Jessica Chastain as his daughter of a gangster wife. Mr. Isaac recalls a young Al Pacino in both his look and demeanor, which is the polar opposite of his 2013 title character in Inside Llewyn Davis. And although I felt she was a bit underutilized, Miss Chastain is excellent in this Lady Macbeth-type role. Her scene bargaining law enforcement for a few more minutes outside a children's birthday party is quietly powerful. Don't expect flamboyance from A Most Violent Year as it strives for the subtlety and complexity of the 70s work of Sidney Lumet and Martin Scorsese. In fact, I found it most resembled Coppola's classic The Godfather Part II. Read my full take at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And again, if you want to check out a great site about film, check out reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. All right. When you order lunch, do you think about how much you have to pay for it? Well, sometimes you do if you order a $15 croissant. But did you ever worry about what time you're ordering lunch? If it's going to cost more according to what time you're ordering it? Well, most of us have become somewhat familiar with Uber and its dynamic pricing model. But just in case you haven't, now dynamic pricing refers to a pricing model in which the cost of a service is based on how many people want that service at a given time, supply and demand. They've done this now with baseball tickets, the New York Mets. If you want to see the Mets play a great team, it's going to cost you more than when the Mets play a crummy team. It's the way it works. According to Uber, with surge pricing, Uber rates increase to get more cars on the road and ensure reliability during the busiest times. When enough cars are on the road, prices go back down to normal levels. It's important to know you'll always be notified in big bold print if surge pricing is in effect. You know, Uber caught a lot of grief when during the deadly hostage siege in Sydney a couple of weeks back, Uber all of a sudden jacked up all its prices to get people out of the center of the city where the situation was going on. So sometimes it doesn't work out all that well. But what will happen when surge pricing or dynamic pricing hits food delivery? Well, dynamic food delivery will allow you to have your lunch delivered for a better price if you order it during off hours, like, say, 4 p.m. That's not lunch, that's dinner. But you might have to pay a pretty penny if you order it at lunchtime around noon. According to an announcement by the startup Sprig, which is a startup food delivery service, dynamic delivery fees will adjust up or down throughout Sprig's service based on how busy things get and how far away a delivery is. While delivery fees will go up during the rushes, they will also decrease when things are slower, meaning you may even see free delivery. The company said it is adding surge pricing because it will enable us to continue to provide fair compensation for our hardworking Sprig servers as we continue to expand. Furthermore, it makes Sprig more reliable for you, so you can get a Sprig meal right when you want it, straight to your desk or your door. What does this mean for you? Well, if you're a Sprig user, you may already be paying greater prices for delivery. According to one of the app's reviewers, his delivery fee surged from $2 to $5 after the last update. Sprig is not the only restaurant industry app that's jumped on the surge pricing bandwagon. Reservation apps like Table 8 help restaurants scalp last-minute reservations at some of the most sought-after restaurants during some of the most in-demand times. If apps like Sprig see long-term success with the dynamic pricing model, you know, we could begin to see other food delivery services like large pizza restaurants and other services in which there are peak and off-peak hours take on this pricing model in the future. Does this just kind of make you feel dirty all over? It does me. If you got a lot of money and you don't care how much you spend for your food delivery, you can order it at any time. But if you're a guy on a budget, you got kids at home, you're trying to feed them, put braces on their teeth and keep your wife happy, and all you want to do is order yourself a ham sandwich. If you want it at 12:05 when your lunch hour is and you're hungry, They may jack it up an extra $7 or $8 to get it to you at your desk because other people want their food at the same time. I would pretty much tell them to place their delivery service where the delivery doesn't shine, if you know what I mean. It's a little repugnant, don't you think? What's going to happen? Your local Chinese food delivery? Oh, sorry. You know, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, that's a pretty busy time. It's going to cost you an extra $15 to get it delivered. I don't think this is going to fly. Uber caught all kinds of grief, as we mentioned, for what happened in Sydney. And I think people are really starting to look at this dynamic pricing idea as price gouging. What's the difference between this and, oh, you know what? Oh, sorry. The big water main in town broke, so you're going to go over to the supermarket. Well, those dollar gallons of Poland Spring, well, they're now $7.25. Same thing, and it's just wrong. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
For 13 seasons, this small forward was known as much for his trash talking as for his shooting. He was so deadly from three-point range, it earned him the nickname the Rifleman.
He'll pull up and shoot a three. Watch him. Here it goes. That'll be good. It is the Person Show.
So where is Chuck Person now? Chuck retired and watched his younger brother, Wesley Person, become a three-point threat in his own right. Chuck has spent more than 10 years as an assistant coach with the Kings, Cavs, and Pacers, and in 2011, he joined the L.A. Lakers. Funny seeing such an offensive player become a great defensive coach.
And the one thing about scores that go to the other side of the ball is they know what to take away from the offensive players.
Nice to see the Rifleman still on target. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what does it take to build a bigger, better, faster brain? Well, it's easier than you think. Here's the science of it. Now, three brains will fit in the size 9 1/2 shoebox, but it's not the physical size of the brain that counts. It's what you do with it. And new research on neuroplasticity suggests that your brain, with mental exercise, is able to learn, change, and adapt well into old age. What are the cheap psychological learning tricks you need to build a better brain? First, learn how to fix something, anything. Physical action plus mental action builds brains. Next, do something fun that's totally different from your work. If you're a ballerina, then maybe study plumbing. And finally, take up a musical instrument. It sharpens all of your brain's abilities and no one knows why. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.